A conviction in an infamous terrorism case. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. One of the men accused of killing Western hostages, including American journalist James Foley, and recording the beheadings nearly a decade ago, facing a jury in Virginia.
A federal jury in Virginia has convicted a British national for his role in beheading Americans taken hostage in Syria nearly a decade ago. Al-Shafi al-Sheikh was one of the ISIS members in a group nicknamed the Beatles because of their accents. The jury convicted al-Sheikh after hearing testimony from surviving hostages. The convictions on eight counts revolved around the deaths of four Americans. Three were beheaded and were among more than two dozen hostages believed to have been taken captive between 2012 and 2015. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Ukraine is claiming it sank a key Russian warship in a missile attack. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said the Pentagon can't confirm it.
We certainly recognize that the ship suffered a blow, an explosion, which led to a significant fire on board, and that it caused them to evacuate some of their sailors, if not all of their sailors.
Russia claims there was a fire on board and the ship sank while it was being towed. Billionaire investor Elon Musk has gone from Twitter critic to its biggest shareholder to potentially its new owner. He's offered to buy the company for $43 billion. At the TED 2022 conference, he talked about Twitter's policy on banning users.
We want to be just very reluctant to delete things and have just be very cautious with permanent bans. Timeouts, I think, are better.
Reuters is reporting that Twitter's CEO has told employees the company is not being, in his words, held hostage by Musk's offer. On news of Musk's offer, Twitter stock fell 1.7%. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
How quickly...
Changes could be coming to the order of states taking part in presidential primaries.
It's a shakeup in the presidential primary calendar that's long been led by Iowa and New Hampshire as the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee votes to require those two states, as well as Nevada and South Carolina, which hold the third and fourth contests in the DNC's schedule, to now reapply for early state status in the 2024 calendar. Other states may also apply. The knock for years against Iowa and New Hampshire among many Democrats has been that they are too white, that they lack any major urban areas, and that they aren't representative of the Democratic Party. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Ohio Supreme Court has issued a fourth rebuke of the state's Republican-controlled map-making panel, claiming it unconstitutionally gerrymandered statehouse maps. The pandemic changed the way the world does a lot of things, including how students learn.
While schools have reopened and vaccines are widely available, many parents are keeping their kids home due to health concerns, disagreements with school policies, and other reasons. The report comes from the Associated Press, looking at the data of 18 states. Homeschooling increased by 63% in the first year of the pandemic and then fell by only 17% in the current school year. Around 3% of U.S. students were homeschooled before the pandemic, according to census data. Now, it's still too soon to know whether the decrease signals a trend towards pre-pandemic levels or a sign that homeschooling will become more mainstream. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The Bruce Museum in Greenwich, Connecticut says it's been promised what a spokesman says is an unprecedented private collection of European and American art, including works from Picasso, Winslow Homer, and Andrew Wyeth. The donors, who are remaining anonymous, are bequeathing 70 works in all. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.